Well, howdy people. I don't know about the thumbnail, but that looks like a category 4 or 5. The state of society in most places is pretty grim. And I've noticed it for years. I noticed that the males have become weaker with each generation. Which of course makes femones more arrogant, rude, disrespectful, and usually with hardly any real morals. That basically describes the modern femone of today. So basically, it's a perfect storm. They say that the male testosterone level is dropping. And of course, then they're bombarded at school and shamed for being masculine. Of course, we all know the saying, give a femone an inch and she'll take a mile. Well, they've taken a couple of 100 miles. And femones are so delusional nowadays. And they've been drinking their own Kool-Aid for so long. A lot of them actually believe their own BS. You see, the new male is supposed to appease the femon at all times, which of course is impossible. But even the weak men who appease femons all the time have been stung, used, abused, dumped. But even the weakest men are waking up. This business that femons are all victims is just a scam, because a lot of times they're the perpetrators. And their complete refusal to take any responsibility or accountability for any trouble that they cause is basically a cop-out. I mean, even the weakest men out there must see the double standards that femones use. How they're strong and empowered and entitled until something happens. Then they play the victim, and that they were just an innocent femone who just didn't know, was led astray. And of course, by a male. You see, deceit and lies and manipulation is the true femon nature. Here's a quick video. Should be called Demolition. I put the sound effects in. Of course, let's see it again, just in a little slow-mo-ish. Well, she couldn't have taken out that pillar better or the car better, could she? And as you can see, she doesn't want to take responsibility for what's happened. And it was probably her ex-boyfriend's fault because he was abusive, you know. Or she was trying to get away from her current boyfriend, who is also abusive. Of course, it's probably the car's fault. Anything and everything but her fault. Anyway, guys, you take it easy now.